Hey everyone, I'm Caitlin. Thanks for having me, Elizabeth. This is very cool. I love popsicles. So the weather's been kind of crazy lately. It's been really hot, really cold, back and forth. I don't know where to put this in. And it's been kind of making me act crazy, like especially when we have a hot day, because we live in Chicago, it's freezing. So when there's a hot day, I kind of go a little bit insane. Like, I go out and I buy like 10 pairs of shorts. What else do? I went to the park on our first hot day, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to hit on the first cute stranger I see. Like, that's going to be my plan for this hot day. So I saw a stranger sitting on a bench reading the New York Times, and I was like, perfect. Went up to this person, started chatting, and I don't know if it was the heat or what, but for some reason I ended up saying, hey, do you want to have a popsicle party with me? And like the second I said it, I was like, what is that? I don't even know what that means. What's a popsicle party? But the next thing I know, we were back at my apartment eating popsicles on my bed in my new shorts. And my AC was broken, so it was really hot. And I don't know if it was like the heat or the slurping of the popsicles or like the sweating, but we ended up just like jumping each other at the same time and having crazy, crazy sex. And we didn't use anything because it was hot and like latex is sticky in the heat and it's just gross. So it was a crazy hot day and I blame Chicago for my behavior because it's freezing and the weather makes me do crazy things. So after this happened, I started feeling pretty weird. I only want to eat ice cream and pickles for dinner. It's kind of weird. And, like, I've been fainting a lot on the train, and I usually faint on the red line, but I've been fainting on the blue line, which is weird, because it doesn't even, like, smell that bad. And I've also been puking, but, like, mostly in the morning, so I don't know. Anyway, I went on WebMD, and I think that I'm pregnant. I'm pretty sure. So that was kind of a shock. And again, like, not my fault. It's the weather's fault. So there are like a lot of crazy things about being pregnant. Like, first of all, where do you put a baby if you live in a studio apartment? I guess I could put it like in the basket on my bicycle, just like fill it with socks. That might be cozy. And also, I'm a little annoyed because, like, bikini season is coming, and I've been doing crunches, like, all winter, but I guess that was just a big waste of time, because I'm about to get so fat. So I'm kind of upset about being pregnant, but there are also some good things, like, I always get a seat on the train now. If I see a guy sitting down, I walk up to him, and I say, hey, you want to feel something? And he almost always says yes. And then I put his hand in my stomach, and I'm like, can you feel that? That's the baby kicking. It's Morse code for I want to sit down. And he usually gets up. I also figured out how to make baby clothes so you don't have to buy them. What you do is you take your wool sweaters, you put them in the washing machine, you put them in the dryer, and they shrink down to a tiny little baby size. Super cute. So I feel like my baby's gonna be wearing like a tiny shrunken wool sweater and sleeping in a bicycle basket filled with socks, and so that makes me a good mom. Yay! I'm so excited. So I decided though, like, there are a lot of ups and downs to being pregnant, and I didn't want to be in it alone, so I should probably call that person who I slept with at the popsicle party and like get them involved and make them give me money and stuff like that. So it was a big moment for me, but I called the girl who I slept with, and I was like, listen, you remember that hot day where we had crazy sex and we didn't use anything? Like, I think I'm pregnant. And she was like, you're an idiot, and she hung up the phone. And like, all I can say is I really hope this baby takes after me, because she turned out to be an asshole, you know what I mean? Like, that was the biggest thing I've ever told anyone. I don't know, what a jerk. So I was telling my friends about it, and a lot of them didn't really believe me. So I decided to take a pregnancy test. I didn't want the kind that said plus or minus, because I feel like being pregnant is positive for some people and negative for others. Like, that's really confusing. So I got the kind that had the words on it. It's the Clear Blue brand. It says, like, you're pregnant or you're not pregnant. And so I took it in the bathroom and I peed on it really hard. And when I looked at it, it said, you're gay. And I was like, I know, but like, that doesn't answer my question. Like, am I pregnant? So I felt really upset, and I decided to sue Clear Blue, actually, for the faulty stick. And I'm going to take the girl who knocked me up to Maury, the Maury show, probably do a DNA test, and then I can get my monthly check, you know what I mean? Thanks, guys. I'm Caitlin Bird.
Thanks, Caitlin. I love that story. I love that story. That's a good story.
You're going to make a great mom.